Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. There's a lot of protesting going on nationwide. This International Women's Day, women are marching in dozens of cities to end sexism and oppression. This woman is marching in Los Angeles.
Everything that's going on in the United States is a mess right now, and we walked before, and we're going to walk again. Women are strong.
And at Tesla showrooms across the country, protesters are speaking out against Elon Musk and the Doge job cuts. Also, a Don't Abandon Ukraine rally in Washington, D.C. today. Supporters of Ukraine also held a vigil in Philadelphia days after President Trump paused all military aid to that country. This woman fears the Trump administration will revoke Ukrainians' legal status.
I love to see that Americans are standing with Ukraine. They're still standing with Ukraine no matter what. I'm heartworn by this and heartbroken every day by the news.
Ukrainian President Zelensky will meet with senior U.S. officials in Saudi Arabia next week. CBS's Nicole Killian tells us about a new stopgap measure on Capitol Hill.
House Republicans unveiled a spending bill aimed at heading off a federal government shutdown. The 99-page legislation would provide a slight boost to defense programs and cut non-defense spending below 2024 budget year levels. The measure, which faces objections from some Democrats, would keep the government funded through September.
On social media, President Trump applauded the bill. He also said Elon Musk and Secretary of State Marco Rubio have a great relationship, and any statement other than that is fake news. There are reports Musk and Rubio had a heated argument over Doe's job cuts during a cabinet meeting on Thursday. Farmers are getting tariff whiplash after Trump paused the 25% tariffs on Canadian and Mexican imports. At a farmer's market in San Francisco, farmer Joel Aguayo says his supply costs are rising.
We're too busy working at the farm and working at the farmer's market to even know what's going on in politics. We don't know. Hopefully it turns out for the best. Hopefully the economy, the customers have more money in the long run, and we're able to jump the price up a little bit.
In Newark, New Jersey, a 14-year-old boy has been charged with murdering a police officer in a shooting last night. A second officer was wounded. KYW's Connor Barkin has more.
Essex County prosecutors say the officers were investigating whether a group of people were carrying illegal guns. Shots were fired during the interaction, and two officers were hit with gunfire. 26-year-old Joseph Ascona was shot before exiting the police cruiser and was pronounced dead at the hospital. A second officer is in critical condition. The 14-year-old suspected shooter was also shot but is expected to survive.
Detective Ascona was 26. He had been with the Newark department for 5 years. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a quality technician in a food processing center, she knows that making the right call is the best way to avoid a recall. That's why she trusts Grainger's world-class supply chain to deliver the high-quality supplies she needs to help keep her production line, her equipment, and her customers happy and healthy. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Progressive knows when you own a boat or RV, it's like you're automatically on vacation, even if you're actually a marriage counselor in the middle of couples therapy. But in your mind, you're camping in Acadia, puttering around Frenchman Bay. Your boat and RV are both protected, your lobster drenched in butter and... Uh-oh, did your clients just notice you weren't listening? Quick, do the thing where you just repeat back exactly what they said but as a question. They bought it. Now back to Maine, earning an automatic discount bundling your boat or RV with your home or auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Many of the nation's farmers are still waiting for checks from Uncle Sam. CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula explains.
Hundreds of thousands of U.S. farmers spent their own money for conservation efforts with the promise of being reimbursed by the federal government. Billions of dollars are involved, with the money being held up by the Trump administration. Steve Steerwalt farms in central Illinois outside Champaign.
Right now we need clarity. We just need to know what the rules are, and we farmers will adapt. We'll find our way.
Some farmers have taken out personal loans to cover the money frozen by the Trump White House. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
The Prime Minister of Poland wants to have all men in his country undergo some military training. Donald Tusk says he's worried about geopolitical uncertainty after the European Union announced an $841 billion plan to protect EU members and Ukraine from Russia. Poland currently has a military of 200,000. Tusk wants to increase that to 500,000. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 30. More sunshine than clouds for tomorrow and even warmer. High in the mid-50s. The warmth continues into next week. Highs well into the 40s and 50s, even some 60s. Right now it's 48.
Wow. Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Dark. local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We recognize the groundbreaking achievements of Elizabeth Bayard. She defied the odds to become the first female journalist in Northeast Wisconsin. It was the mid-1800s. Bayard was considered a trusted voice as she wrote about the developing area of the territory known as Green Bay. Her reporting revealed the stories of women and families, offering a fresh perspective in a male-dominated press at that time. Perseverance, passion, and breaking barriers. Bayard is a part of Green Bay and Wisconsin history, and a symbol of the progress women continue to make every day. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Lisa Hale.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Doesn't seem to be anyone.
listening to a special sports presentation on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. It's time for high school sports with Racine sportscaster Dick Graceffa. All season long, we're covering the best prep games here on WRJN. Now let's head out to the game and Dick Graceffa.
.43 teams remain across five divisions in tournament play for a chance to play for a gold basketball beginning on March 20th. From the McGuire Gym, Bob Lutch floor, it's high school tournament basketball on DG Sports. Tonight it's a Division III regional final game between the number three seeded Racine Lutheran Crusaders, 23-2 overall, versus the number two seeded St. Catharines Angels, 21-4 overall. Hello again, everyone. Dick Graceffa along with Dylan Dooley producing the broadcast. The Crusaders advanced last night by defeating Autobomb Technology 98-91. The Angels advanced by defeating Mesmer 92-76. The Crusaders are led in scoring by Sam Petroff, 17 points per game, Justin Jones, 16 points per game, and Bryce Austin, 11 points per game. The Angels are led in scoring by Lamont Hamilton, 30 points per game, and A.C. Ward, 10 points per game. My keys to the game for tonight, first for the Crusaders. They got to continue to play team basketball, sharing the ball on offensive sets. Their big three must lead the Crusaders tonight, and they got to keep constant pressure on the Angel guards. Keys to the game for the Angels, don't get in an up-tempo game tonight. Got to play good man-to-man defense and must limit the perimeter shots by the Crusaders to come out with a win. And with that, I'll turn it over to Dylan for a few comments.
Thanks, Dick. Another great night of high school basketball lined up tonight from the McGuire Gymnasium, Lech floor, home of these Angels. We're in for a great, great contest here tonight. Place is already half full. We still got a half hour to tip, and coaches from other teams are already here. They're ready for this one. It's going to be a great game. I'm looking forward to the tricks and games that both coaches are going to be using against each other here tonight to try to come out victorious.
All right, we got other teams to watch tonight in our area. We'll be keeping an eye on, hopefully, their scores. And tonight, Waterford is hosting Waukesha West. So that's the number one-seeded Waterford Wolverines against the number four-seeded Waukesha West. Both advanced tonight. That game's at Waterford. The winner of that game will move into sectional play next week. And if it is Waterford, we hope to cover that game, and that game will be played at Wilmont Union. Also, the Park Panthers, we carried them last night. They will be in action tonight as they will host the number five-seeded Greendale team as they advanced last night by beating Martin Luther. So those two teams we will watch in Division II. Obviously, in Division III, we have this game. We're guaranteed one of these teams to advance to sectional play. And finally, probably the surprise this year, in Division IV, the Prairie School Hawks, they are playing tonight for a divisional title at Deerfield. They advanced last night by beating Salaam 58-53. Sorry, the scoring's a little bit small here. And Deerfield, they advanced by beating Clinton 62-60. So they are playing that game tonight at Deerfield, and we'll try to keep an eye on that game too. And also, we would like to congratulate the Prairie School Lady Hawks on advancing to the state tournament as they won handily this afternoon in a 1 o'clock game. So they're on their way to Green Bay next week to play for a state title in Division IV. So as Dylan said, starting to fill up here at the McGuire Gym, Bob Letch floor. Teams have not come out yet, as again, I think last night I said they weren't able to come out till 6:45, but they let them take the floor at 6:40, so we'll see if that holds true again tonight. But since we have another moment, let's run down the starters, and probably to no one's surprise, the starters for both teams will sound pretty familiar. For the visiting Lutheran Crusaders tonight, starting at forward, 6'2" sophomore Bryce Austin. Starting at guard, 6' sophomore Michael Pratt Hansen. Starting at guard, 5'11" junior Isaiah Cozy, who, by the way, is on the third team of that all-broadcast team. We'll talk more about that in a minute. Starting at forward, 6'4" junior Sam Petroff. And starting at forward, 6'2" senior Justin Jones. Your head coach, Justin Hollum. Now for the Angels. Starting at guard, 5'11" junior Lamont Hamilton. Starting at guard, 5'10" junior Eddie Vincent Jr. Starting at guard, 5'11" junior Antoine Ozier. Starting at guard, 6' junior Richard Watson. And starting at forward, 6'3" junior A.C. Ward. Your head coach for the Angels, Ryan Thompson. So when you announce these lineups for both teams, you see right away a lot of these players will be returning next year.
Yeah, both coaches have the luxury of very young teams, very talented teams, but very young at the same time. So as they progress through the playoff tournament, we'll see if the, you know, youth factor comes into play against any of the teams who may be more senior-laden and more playoff experience, if you will.
And again, just a reminder, at the conclusion of our ball game tonight, we'll announce our DG Sports Player of the Game, as always. And we'll also mention the second team of our 16th annual all-broadcast team. We announced the third team last night. Tonight it'll be the second team. And we'll do that at the conclusion of our ball game tonight, because logistically it is not doable to get the winning coach up here after the ball game.
Yeah, it'll be hard enough for any of the fans to use the bathroom, let alone trying to get a coach or even a player through this crowd here tonight.
Well, we look at both sides. I got to say, Racine Lutheran wins so far as audience, because the visitor side is much more crowded than the home side, but people still filing in to the McGuire Gym, Bob Letch floor.
And the only spot that's left for Racine Lutheran is basically their student section. All the rest of their seating is all but full at this point. So it'll be interesting. Maybe some of them will have to go sit on the other side if it's too full.
All right, so we're going to step away for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Tournament Basketball, streaming live on DG Sports.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Once again, I'm Dylan Dooley. You're listening to Dick Graceffa, streaming live coverage of high school basketball on DG Sports. Listen live or hear a replay of the game anytime, anywhere at dgsports.mixler.com. You can follow us at dgsports.mixler.com or on the free Mixler app to access our stream.
All right, Dylan, thank you for that. I'm going to try to go down on the floor and get a few comments from the two coaches.
Thanks, Dick. Once again, tonight's game coming to you live from Racine St. Catharines High School, home of the Angels, here at the McGuire Gymnasium, Bob Letch floor. They gave Coach Bob Letch that honor last season. Again, Ryan Thompson, the head coach of the St. Catharines Angels, and Coach Justin Hollum of Racine Lutheran. These are two teams that we covered a few times throughout the year, and we're honored to be able to cover them once again here tonight in this playoff action on this Saturday night. As Dick had mentioned, the Prairie School, excuse me, earlier today, their girls team won the sectional final. Their score was 67-33 over Westfield High School, sending them on a trip to the state championship. They'll play one game before they can get to the final. We're excited to see how that one plays out and who comes victorious in that one. There are multiple games across the state tonight in the regional championship level. Some of those that we are excited to find out scores of. Racine Park, Waterford High School. Those are two of the ones that we're very interested in. So we'll see if we can find scores here tonight on Twitter. Dick now courtside with Coach Hollum, I believe, will go first, or Coach Thompson, not sure. Coach Thompson giving Dick a hard time about something. They're laughing together down there. So
all right, joined by Justin Hollum, the head coach of the Lutheran Crusaders. Did you imagine it would come down to this game?
Actually, Ryan and I talked about it. Yeah, we did. We actually said that we would probably be meeting each other again. So, you know, and here we are.
You gave up 90 points last night. Some of our listeners, what happened there? Because I'm not used to seeing that from the Crusaders.
Yeah. So, you know, we just, they hit some really crazy shots. And, you know, they weren't running an offense. They were just coming down and letting it fly. And, my goodness, I just, you know, I coached in Milwaukee. You know, you those kids can play. And, you know, anybody can get hot because nobody wants to go home. You're talking about ego. And that's going to happen in a Milwaukee game at any point in time. And I don't think our kids have seen that before. But I have plenty of times. So we just had to slow it down, calm it down, and then we just kind of kept our distance and finished. But, yeah, defensively it was a nightmare.
So do you see more of a Metro Classic Conference tonight type of game?
Absolutely. We both understand each other. You know, I mean, you have to understand, Ryan and I have been coaching together since we were 18 years old. So we know each other extremely well. You know, it's just, honestly, it's going to come down to the players because they're going to have to.
Okay, I got to let you go.
Thank you.
Good luck tonight, Justin.
Appreciate it.
Okay, joined by Ryan Thompson, head coach of the St. Catharines Angels. All right, go ahead.
We'll be getting comments from Coach Thompson as soon as they're done with the officials meeting down on the floor. Got about 9 minutes here in the warm-up period before we get starting lineups, national anthem, and such.
All right, back with Ryan Thompson now. He had to get his instructions for how to behave tonight.
That's right.
So, hey, last night scored a lot of points. Understand there were a lot of fouls. What happened in the game?
I mean, 30 fouls in the first half and then 25 in the second half. 55 fouls in a 36-minute game. So, I mean, it was just a, tournament game. Two teams that don't know each other very well. Referees, I don't think Pride had either of the teams. Two different styles of play. I mean, a lot of fouls called, but if we don't like it, we got to keep our hands off people. But kind of a rougher way to start your tournament play because you practice all week and you want it to look a certain way. And then it comes and, we worked with what we had and we were fortunate to score 90 points and get a win by 14 points.
So how do you feel this game shakes out tonight?
I mean, it's just like the previous two contests. Either one of these games so far could have really went either way. What we told our guys tonight is it's not a really elaborate game plan. We want to keep things real simple as far as our defense and some of the things we want to do on offense. And we just want to give effort and play good defense and stay in front of people and see where that leads us.
Well, Coach, congratulations on a great season. A lot of people didn't feel you'd win 21 games.
Yeah, I mean, it's an outstanding accomplishment. And, again, the share the conference championship with Racine Lutheran this year in the Metro Conference and the teams we play with in our league. It's a great accomplishment, and hopefully we can cash the check tonight and see if we can get a regional final.
All right, good luck tonight, Ryan.
Thank you, Dick. Happy March.
All right, Ryan Thompson, head coach, St. Catharines Angels, back up to the booth.
Thanks, Dick. Again, we're perched high over the gymnasium here at St. Catharines High School. On this Saturday night, temperatures hit 54 degrees today, finally getting warm in the state of Wisconsin. We're very lucky to have that. So while Dick makes his way up, once again, we're coming to you live from the McGuire Gymnasium, Bob Letch floor, here at Racine St. Catharines High School. Justin Hollum of Racine Lutheran and Ryan Thompson of St. Catharines both looking tonight to come out victorious with their squads. We'll see who can pull it out at the end of the day. There are so many people here in attendance, Racine Lutheran, on the Racine Lutheran side, that they're sitting shoulder to shoulder, crammed in, and a bunch of their families are having to sit above the student section as they haven't really filled in that area. St. Catharines side is about three quarters of the way filled in. So it's definitely going to be close, very close to a sellout here, if not a full, complete capacity type of event. Again, you're listening to high school basketball on DG Sports. Tonight's WIAA tournament action comes to you from the home of the Angels down in the heart of Racine. We're honored and privileged to be able to bring you high school basketball this late into the season. Sometimes some schools can't accommodate for playoff action, so we're very grateful to be able to bring you that playoff action here tonight. Conference Commissioner Greg Owens in the house tonight. I'm sure he's very excited that his two co-conference champions are playing for a trip to that sectional semifinal. It's a big event, and he's here very excited. Dick got a chance to talk to him a little bit pregame about where, you know, he even had the Prairie earlier today. Girls team, they clinched their ticket to state. So a lot of different games going on for Greg Owens and across the state of Wisconsin here tonight as we continue this WIAA tournament season. We're looking forward to bringing you more games the rest of the way. Hopefully a sectional semifinal and a sectional final. So Dick has since rejoined me back here on our little perch high above the Bob Letch floor.
All right, Dylan. Little tiring going up and down those stairs to get there. And the officials, when I got down there, I was happy to hear them. They talked to him right away, warned him about hand checking and stuff. So hopefully that won't be an issue tonight like it was last night.
And that's something that both of these teams do like to do is play physically. So we'll see what type of foul trouble they get into early if the refs are already warning them about that.
Yeah, I think they maybe were clued in about all the fouls that across the state, not just in the game here last night. So we'll see how it plays out tonight. I would venture you're not going to see 90 points scored by each of these two teams tonight.
No, we might see 90 combined. Both teams play defense. Both are high-scoring offenses. Last time we had them, it was a very close game. So we're excited and we're ready for it.
Well, the Crusaders, they'll be dressed in their away purple uniforms with the gold and white trim. The Angels will be dressed. They're the home team. They'll be dressed in their white uniforms with the black and gold trim. And again, the Angels are the number two seed. The Crusaders are the three seed. And it was interesting that Coach Hollum mentioned that both him and Coach Thompson thought they would meet up again for a third time.
Yeah, I think we were even talking about that come week three of the season, how these are two of the best teams in Racine, and it's unfortunate that they have to play each other in that regional final instead of a sectional semifinal, but that's just the way it plays out, and one of the unfortunate things about having so much talent in your sectional.
And the winner of this game gets the winner of Milwaukee Academy of Science and Kenosha St. Joe's Catholic. We're guessing it would be MAS, but again, St. Joe's playing very tough to get advancing to play Milwaukee Academy of Science. Defeated Milwaukee Washington last night, who has a tradition of having good basketball teams in a city conference.
Yeah, we've seen many upsets across the entire state, not only in the games last night, but in the girls' sectional finals tonight. There was a couple earlier today, quite a few upsets, so you never know. As we talk about all year, that's why they play the game, and we're very excited here for this one tonight.
All right, we're going to turn it over to the St. Cat's PA announcer here shortly, as he will have an announcement, prayer, and then we'll have the national anthem. And then we'll get this one underway. So waiting for the last few seconds. To come off.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome tonight to the John F. Warrior Gymnasium in Bob Letch Court. For tonight's
couple technical difficulties with the sound system. That was our national anthem. Now we'll get the starters for both teams, and then we'll get this one underway. Again, your starters, first for the visiting Lutheran Crusader. It's Austin, Brodhansen, Cozy, Pitroff, and Justin Jones. And that's Michael. Head coach, Justin Hollum. Starters for the Angels, Hamilton, Vincent Jr., Ozier, Watson, and Ward. Your head coach, Ryan Thompson. So the Crusaders have been introduced. Now we'll get the Angels. Jumping will be Ward for St. Cat's, Pitroff for the Crusaders. WRJN Racine, there's the tip. Oh, it's a terrible toss. But they give it to the Angels, and Lamont Hamilton takes it across the timeline. Ward never got off his feet to tap it to him. Now he passes over to Watson. Watson goes in the corner to Ozier. Back out on top to Ward. Interesting, they got Ward out on top. Now passes over to Watson at top of the key. Then it goes to Hamilton. Hamilton with a shot up. No good. Rebound. Rebound to Jones. J.J. Justin Jones. And he'll give it to Prod Hansen. Hansen with the basketball now. No score. Just under.